Hi everyone, this is John Reynolds with the Connecticut Postal Customer Council, and welcome to Postal Biz Buzz. This week's guest is Lois Ritarazzi, the president of High Rock Strategies, an independent management consulting firm focused on sales and marketing strategies and business growth for firms in the print, mail, and publishing sectors. Thank you so much for joining us, Lois.
It's my pleasure, John. I look forward to speaking with you today.
Thank you. And I look forward to speaking with you, Lois. So I've got a bunch of questions to ask you, all pretty much mail related, as we normally do here. And you have a wonderful business, as we just said, and you are the president of High Rock Strategies. So how can incorporating direct mail campaigns enhance a company's overall marketing and sales strategy?
Well, the good news is we have seen amazing results from direct mail, even more so since the pandemic. And direct marketing has a place in the marketing and sales strategies and customer experience for almost all of the key vertical markets, especially on the B2C side. So we are seeing, despite postage rate increases, which are having a negative connotation for the industry, the good thing is direct mail still works. So whether it is acquisition, retention, upselling and cross-selling, or win-back campaigns, we have, you know, proven results for direct mail across all types of key verticals.
Wow, that's great. You definitely know what you're talking about when it comes to mail. And but can you discuss the importance of tracking and measuring the success of direct mail campaigns to ensure a positive return on investment?
Yeah, today it's probably never been more important for brands and direct mailers and direct mail service providers to be able to have attribution to direct mail. In the digital world we live in, direct mail and the function of mail and print is really most likely to drive someone to a digital channel in many cases. So attribution can occur in a multitude of different ways. There's great technology out there for tracking, for retargeting, for, you know, digital ads tied to direct mail, and even additional touch points like informed visibility so that we can track in-home dates and send messages in other channels to support direct mail and informed delivery. So the smart mailers and the great mail service providers are leveraging technology to provide attribution and analytics at many different levels, depending on the type of mail campaigns they're performing for their customers.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I've always heard don't put all your eggs in one basket, especially when it comes to marketing. So it definitely makes sense to take that multi-channel marketing approach to it all. So Lois, what are some of the challenges mid-size and large mailers are currently facing?
So, you know, in this digital first world that we're in, more and more direct mail is being run on inkjet technologies. There really has been a replacement of offset and litho and traditional presses. And many mailers have embraced great technology from all of the equipment manufacturers out there and made large investments in both equipment and software, especially to improve automation, improve finishing, and ultimately time to market and those in-home dates that they're looking to. But the bigger challenge often is what this means for the people in production or the people in data processing or the customer service and project managers. And what I've seen in many mail service providers of various sizes is the challenge with culture, the challenge with helping people understand how and why are we making these changes? Why are we eliminating this? Why do we need a new MIS, ERP, workflow, proofing, whatever system out there, right? Yeah. So the leadership challenges are really around changing the culture to embrace technology and digital at every step in the production process, in addition to multi-channel to support the impact of direct mail.
Well, that makes sense. We've always constantly have to evolve with the market to continue to succeed in it. So how would you recommend a brand stay relevant and stand out in the mailbox?
Well, if I focus on the business to consumer side, And it might vary by sector, but you know, for example, in retail, if you're a retailer with both brick and mortar and online shopping, like many today, the challenge to stay relevant in the mailbox is to really leverage mail to encourage and drive those consumers to have some type of digital experience. Certainly, you may be trying to drive them foot traffic to your local stores, and smart brands will realize that a certain percentage of their sales is going to come from brick and mortar in the case of retail, and a certain percentage from online. So more than ever, the fundamentals of direct mail, really good creative, a great offer, great visual effects, and make it easy for them to understand what are the choices they have. Is it a coupon? Is it a QR code to go directly to a website? Using technology to help that consumer realize. But the beauty of direct mail is they touch it, they feel it.
Yeah.
And all the generational research that's been out there is that, you know, the Gen Zers and millennials love direct mail, the Gen Xers, the boomers and beyond, everyone does, and they use direct mail in different ways, but they use it and they respond and they will look at it more than once. So you have several more seconds with direct mail than you do with email or with a social media post. So smart companies have to make an investment in their copy, content, offer, and creative strategies so they do stand out and make that piece memorable. And they can leverage the USPS promotions to make it tactile and engaging in other ways too.
Yeah. You know, I always tell people there's eyes on a mailbox. You're like you were just saying, people look at it longer. It's much more engaging because you can physically touch it. And in some cases, I've even talked to people who put special scents on their mailers, so when you open it up, it can even provoke smell. So yeah. You just can't get that through internet ads. And you're right. At the end of the day, everybody likes getting mail. I believe that there's something that we call it at USPS, the mail moment. It's the moment when you go get your mail. And I think everybody gets a little excited when you go get your mail. It's like, ooh, what do I got today? And you know, a lot of the times you're expecting something. So by being able to put that business in there along with everything else, I can see how that can really help.
Well, I get more excited when I open up my informed delivery email to really know what I'm getting in the mail before I walk to my locked mailbox.
Yeah, and I love that informed delivery. And for those listening who don't know what informed delivery is, I implore you, go on, sign up. It is very accurate. It's almost scary accurate. Most of the time, you're going to get exactly what you see in that email box. And you'll also get some really cool, colorful ads as well that, like you were just talking about, combining both the digital and the physical aspects of mail and driving someone to a website. So informed delivery is very good for not only our customers, our customers getting mail, but our customers sending the mail out for business purposes as well. So speaking of that return on investment and standing out and utilizing mail to drive sales, can you share any success stories of companies that have effectively utilized direct mail to drive sales and increase brand awareness?
Absolutely. So I have worked with an excellent direct mail service provider, and they had a very niche boutique, high-end retail company that sent out beautiful catalogs and had, you know, a very compelling website in the home furnishings space. Obviously, under NDA, I can't share their name. And they were very smart in leveraging direct mail to get people back to the website if they had abandoned a shopping cart. And they were smart. They were smart with data and data attribution. So if I had been on the website and I had looked at sheets and towels, after X number of days, I got an automatic triggered, customized version, personalized piece of direct mail to me about the items I had looked at with an offer specifically relevant to the category I had looked at.
Wow.
So they know everything. They know everything yeah. we've clicked through, and they certainly know when we've abandoned a shopping cart. The success of that direct mail in getting people back to the site and completing those orders, and in most cases, significantly spending more money on average than other even first-time shoppers, was so dramatic. This became an ongoing program. They did their A/B testing, but basically they did ongoing programming such that they're constantly doing these triggered emails for abandoned shopping carts that are highly personalized. The results are phenomenal, is all that I can say at this point. But wow. they're not worried about postage rate increases because they have a complete justification and return on investment for the yeah. direct mail that they're doing and the sales it's creating.
Wow. I love hearing stories like that, Lois. Thank you for sharing that. It really does have a high return on investment, especially when you can trigger it specifically to something that they like or what they're looking for. All right. What else do we have here? All right. Well, I wanted to remind everyone that the last day to register for the National Postal Forum is tomorrow, May 17th. And for more information, please visit mpf.org. It's called Connecting at the Crossroads, Innovation, Education, Partnership, and Growth, Delivering for America, June 2nd to 5th in Indianapolis. And Lois, I believe you did mention that you're going to be speaking there. Can you talk more about that?
Yep. I will be speaking at the National Postal Forum. This would be my third year speaking consecutively, and have been attending for many years. I'm leading two sessions. I'm facilitating a panel on Tuesday morning entitled Leadership Looks Good on You, Success Strategies from Dynamic Leaders in Mail. And we have some of the female leaders at some of the largest direct mail companies in North America who will be guests and panelists with me sharing their insights. And then on Wednesday with my colleague, Mark Fallon, as part of the Mail Manager Certification Program, I will be leading a workshop entitled Grow and Add Value to Your Employers. We have five workshops on Wednesday that are part of the certification program, and ours will be one of those where we really will look at professional development and leadership styles to assist people in all aspects of the industry and provide insights how they can all become better leaders. So I look forward to seeing lots of friends, old and new, at the forum.
Wow, that's incredible. I'm so happy that you get the chance to do this for a third time. And did you hear that, PCC members? I do believe we got a few people from the Connecticut PCC who are going to be there. So please check out Lois's event. And speaking of events, Lois, you're such a great partner to us. Not only the United States Postal Service, but our PCCs. And I know you're involved with other PCCs as well. Do you have any upcoming events that you'd like to mention before we close out?
Yes, thank you, John. I am looking forward to speaking, hosting a virtual presentation for the Atlanta PCC in early August. And I'll be talking about the benefits and why people should do strategic planning. And I will be speaking for the Arizona PCC in October, also a virtual event. So look for those in your PCC communications and PCC voice on LinkedIn. They'll all be posted there. And I look forward to meeting some of you live and in person at MPF or at a future PCC event.
Lois, thank you so much again for joining us. If you want to learn more about Lois's business, please go to highrockstrategies.com. and contact her there. She'll be able to help you out, I'm sure. So thank you everyone for joining us. And remember, send a letter. It'll make you feel better. Take it easy.